What is the beginning of faith? Where does faith begin? Faith begins with hearing, with knowing the will of God. Now, that's not the end of faith. It's the beginning of faith. You know, if you're baking a cake, where that begins, you get your recipe out, you get your ingredients together, you get your pan out, you turn your oven on. That's not the end. That's the beginning. If we're going to have a successful cake, we've got to mix the ingredients together. We've got to put it in the oven. We've got to watch over it. We've got to bring it out. We've got to let it cool. We've got to put the icing on it. And then we've got to cut it. And only when it's in your belly is that's the end. Isn't that right? That's the end of it. Well, faith has a beginning. Look at Romans 10, and the beginning is what you hear. The scripture says two things, very significant things. It says, be careful what you hear. Then it says, be careful how you hear. The beginning is so very important. So then, now that's obviously in the middle of a thought. Romans 10, 17. So then, faith comes by hearing. I like to start all the way back at verse 13. Who shall call upon the name of the Lord to be saved? That's the final step. I realize I'm a sinner. I need salvation. I ask God to save me. And then he comes into my life, makes me a new creature in Christ Jesus, gives me eternal life, and turns my life in his direction so I can see him high and lifted up and walk in fellowship with him. But the beginning was when I heard about Jesus and I realized in my heart that I needed him. Now, there's a connection between the ears and the heart. You hear with your ears. You have an inner ear of the physical body and you have a spiritual ear. But the information comes from a preacher, from a book, from your own reading of the Bible, from a television program. Information comes to you and it comes through the inner ear into the heart of man. Now, there can be a roadblock between the ear and the heart. And there was a roadblock here. We're going to be careful what we hear. We're interested in hearing the truth about God, the truth about ourselves, the truth about the devil. And we're going to not listen to anything that's not recognizable by our spirit as truth. But we don't want any other roadblocks to deter us from receiving from God. Now it says in verse 16, have they not all obeyed the gospel, talking about Israel? For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? Or who hath believed what we've said? Or who hath believed what they've heard? And then he said in verse 18, I love this in many translations. Have they not heard? Yes. They did hear the truth. They got the report. They got the report. So didn't they hear the report? Isaiah said, who? Didn't they get the report? Didn't they hear the report? See, Isaiah gave a report. He said, surely it's borne our grief, sickness, weakness, and distress, and carried our sorrow and pain of punishment. He said, didn't they get that report? He said, yeah, they got it. Now, somewhere between the ear, where faith begins, where does faith begin? Begins in your ears. It begins by hearing the truth. It begins by gaining knowledge. And you can't skip the beginning. You can't skip the pan and the flour and the sugar. You may can skip the recipe. My grandmother could skip the recipe. Wayne's mother could skip the recipe. I have to have the recipe. But you got to have the pan, the flour, the sugar, the cocoa. Let's make chocolate cake today, won't we? You got to have the ingredients. You can't skip the ingredients. What happens if you skip an ingredient? I did that one time, forgot the eggs. You know what happens to a cake when you don't mix the eggs? It tastes fine. It tastes absolutely fine. Doesn't rise. It's only about that high. Looks like a pancake. You can't skip the ingredient. You can't skip hearing. So many people get in a prayer line. They've skipped the hearing. They want pastor or the evangelist to do something in them, to do something for them, but they've not really heard. You can't skip the hearing any more than you can skip the eggs. You've got to be a diligent hearer. You've got to be careful. The scripture says what you hear. And then it goes on to say, be careful how you hear. The Old Testament says, hearken diligently. In other words, you're a really good listener. You need this. You need God in your life. You need him in your body. You need him in your mind. You need him in your spirit. You need him in your circumstances. You need him with your children. You need him. So you're listening very, very carefully. Now, I know you like me. Somebody's talking to you and you're not listening. Have you ever done that? We have in our family award-winning talkers. Award-winning. The top 10 talkers in the world are in my family. I know that. And sometimes I'm just really not listening. I didn't realize I used to say, wow, huh, really. And one day I drifted off, I forgot my punctuation. So that didn't mean because I said, it didn't mean I was listening. It means I wanted you to think I was listening. So I wasn't hearkening diligently. Now I'm going to hearken diligently, but what I hear has to penetrate and go down into my spirit man, into this inner man. Well, one of my children said, Mother, Mother, you haven't said in a long time. I got caught. I wasn't listening.